Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Sharing Change has donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes right here in our community. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, we are going to head to Murfreesboro City Schools and talk with Lisa Trail this morning. Quite a bit to talk about. And first and foremost, 5 days. That means 5 days until spring break, right?
That is so true. 5 days.
Yeah, everybody is really looking forward to that spring break. I know everybody's been working really hard to get to this point.
Absolutely. We are in our 28th week of school, and we have 36 weeks. So everybody is watching that calendar and making sure that we're teaching as hard as possible so our students go out the door just feeling great about themselves.
And I guess right after or soon after spring break is testing time, right?
It is, yeah. Yep.
So that, I guess, as my grandfather used to say, that the hay is almost in the barn.
Oh, that is a good old saying. Yes, the hay is almost in the barn. Yeah, TCAP begins on April the 16th. We are on our spring break, the last week of March. So we actually come back on April 1st. So we'll be back for 2 weeks, and then TCAP testing does begin.
Yeah, that's big time. I'm sure that we're also, you all have to think way far in advance, and we're going to spend some time today talking about the 2024-25 school year.
Absolutely. That's what messaging we're sending out to parents now is we are not taking our eyes off of this year, but we do have to start already planning for next year. So it's time for zone waiver. So if we have any students that are on a zone waiver, whether it's they're looking for a new one for next year or they're on a current one, they do need to complete those waivers and get those back to us by April 1st. So that is right around the corner, and I'm hoping that if folks haven't already done so, they'll go ahead and do that before spring break hits us, and that way it's not on something they have to do over spring break. But again, deadline is April 1st for the zone waiver applications for next school year. That's 24-25 school year.
So just to kind of get our bearings, April 1st is the first day back to school after the spring break. And so you've got until that afternoon. So that's kind of what you're saying, you know, do it now. Yeah. So you don't have to have that hanging over your head during spring break.
Exactly. Because those will close at 4 o'clock. It's not midnight. It's 4 o'clock on April 1st. So yeah. Go ahead and get it done. If you're on a zone waiver now, you need to go ahead and just renew it if you want to stay at that current school. And then if you're looking to move, there is entire information about zone waivers and which schools have open seats and which schools do not. It's all on the website. So if you're wanting to look at that possibility, you also need to look at the schools. For instance, Irma Siegel has some seats available, but not in all grades. I think Hobgood is one of those that has some seats available, but not in all grades. So it will make a difference whether your child's going into, you know, kindergarten or first or second. So everything is listed on the website as far as how many seats are available and what grades.
Oh, great. Well, that's a handy tool to have. And does that include those? Let's say there's someone at Irma Siegel that's a fourth grader and they're going to the fifth grade next year and they want to do the zone waiver, but maybe there are not seats there. So how does that work in those situations? Like if they were on a waiver and then...
They're already counted.
They're so counted. Okay.
Yeah. So it's for the... when you look at the number of seats available, it is assuming that those are on a waiver are coming back and those are new seats available.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah. Good to know there. So that's your deadline for zone waivers, April 1st at 4 p.m.
Right. And I will say, mm-hmm. with that said, we have counted them as, hey, we think they're coming back. But if they don't fill out that zone waiver, they won't be there for next year. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the zone waiver is very important.
Yes.
You can't just assume that it's going to go through for the next time because otherwise you won't be on the rolls, I guess, there, right?
Exactly.
Summertime is around the corner, and ESP is always hopping during the summer. I guess you've got some things to say about that, too.
We do. ESP summer registration is going to open on April 2nd. And again, I know that sounds like a long way away, but it's not. It's 2 weeks away. So if you are needing ESP for summer, it is a good thing to do is to go ahead and get on and register your child for your summer months. And again, that's April 2nd, and that's for summer school, not summer school, summer ESP.
Summer ESP. All right. Mm-hmm. So keep that on your mind as well. That's April 2nd, so that's right after the spring break as well. So
right. It's like we're coming back from spring break, and there's a lot of deadlines and a lot of openings. Now, April 2nd is not the deadline. That's the date it actually opens. So it will remain open. It's just a matter of it will fill up. There's limited seats, so it will fill up, and you need to go ahead and be preparing for that. It also allows parents to know where their children, you know, opening up this early, they'll know if they have to make different plans if they didn't have a seat at ESP.
Okay. Good to know. Lisa Trail with Murfreesboro City Schools with us here. And got something to talk about, too, here for parents who, well, talk about the transportation zones and how this might affect especially parents who have children on the West Side schools.
The West Side, we are taking those parent responsibility transportation zones to 1 mile next year. So that was voted on by our school board members a couple of months ago. And I think we've said that enough that hopefully parents know that. But it is for Case and Lane, Scales, Salem, and overall Crete that the parent transportation responsibility zone is going to be 1 mile from the school this year. And they will be receiving more information about how they can utilize ESP. If they, you know, if they're working and they just can't take care of that, then ESPs will be available for them, and we'll work with them.
Now, kind of help me understand. So this means those who have children that are in the schools that were mentioned that live within a mile, they are responsible for getting their child there. There will be no bus service, right?
That is correct. Okay. Right now, it's currently at 0.75. Tenths of a mile. So now it's going to be moving to 1 mile from the school to their home. So there will not be bus service offered during that for that particular area.
Yeah. And, you know, just knowing where some of these schools are and, you know, usually you build a school and there's all kinds of neighborhoods that pop up around it. So you need to just make sure. So,
yes. And you know, there's a lot of sidewalks in that area and all of that. So, again, trying to make sure parents know well in advance for what to plan for next year.
Now, would the parents from those schools have this communicated to them, I'm sure, here soon?
Absolutely.
Or? Yeah, of course. Yeah. So that's important to know. So if you have a child that goes to either Salem, Overall Creek, Case and Lane, or Scales, just know that the transportation, parent responsibility transportation zones have changed just a bit. So they have added a quarter of a mile to that in either direction. So that's a 1 mile radius of the school.
That's right.
Yeah, very good. Lisa, what about student registration? What do we need to know about next school year?
Well, we have so many things going on. We have pre-K registration starting. We have, again, kindergarten registration, kindergarten open house is going on. If you've got a child that's coming to our schools, chances are it's a good time to go ahead and look at our websites or your school website so you know when the best time to get them registered or just to come in and see the school. Our kindergarten registration begins April 2nd, and it will go through April 30th. We have a kindergarten assistance day on April 4th, and that's just to help folks who may just need a little extra help in getting them registered. Maybe they don't have a computer at home. Maybe they have English as their second language at home, and they just need a little bit of assistance. Or if you just want to come in because you want someone else to help you, that's fine as well. But our previous days, actually, Overall Creek, I think, is having their preview day this week, or I think there's somebody, I'm trying to look at them. So they range from Case and Lane had theirs last week. We have another one coming up on Case and Lane at March 21st. So pretty much March and April and one in May is preview days for our schools. And this, again, if you go to your zone school website or if you go to the district website, you'll see the kindergarten preview day and you know what time the preview is for your kindergarten student, and you just call to register, or you can sign up online and register to go. And it just allows the kids to walk through the school. It allows the parents to walk through the school, meet the principal, meet a teacher, just to get them a little bit more familiar with what their school is going to look like next year and answer questions that they may have as
well.
Sure.
Yeah, it looks like today it's Overall Creek and Irma Siegel.
Okay, I knew I just couldn't find my dates there.
Yeah. I know that the parents would have known about that, but if you are looking at maybe your child going to Hobgood, you need to know that those times are available on April 8th, for instance. And everything that we're talking about is on cityschools.net. I'm positive, right?
Yes, everything is there. It's just a matter of trying to communicate with parents multiple ways. And it's kind of hard to communicate always with these new kindergarten parents because they may not be in our district already. And just you know. So, yes, help me get that word out that if you want to see our schools, you are welcome. And we have those preview days set aside for our new kindergartners.
And those that will be in kindergarten this next school year, 24-25 school year, they have to get that registration done before the end of this school year. Is that right?
We really want them to.
Okay.
It's, that registration is all through April. We really want you to go ahead and register for kindergarten so we can prepare the appropriate seating, you know, with how many teachers we need to hire for that class. Just so we know you're coming. The other part of it is once you register, you do get some lots of updates from the school district, things that you need to know to prepare for kindergarten, a really helpful newsletter for you. You'll find out about Kinder Camp and all of the things that ESP has to offer. So getting registered helps us communicate with upcoming parents so that they're not having just a search for information. We're sending it to them.
Very good. So that's kindergarten. What about pre-K? Is there anything we need to know about pre-K?
Pre-K, we will have registration times on Wednesdays so parents can come in and we'll get them registered. Our pre-K is a voluntary pre-K program, so it is grant-based, which means that we have to serve students that are at risk, whether it's maybe they have just a little bit of a learning disability, maybe it's English as a second language, maybe it's a socioeconomic issue going on. So those are the ones we serve and serve first. But pre-K registration is also going on, and it is also on our website. So, again, if you are thinking your child is going to go to school next year, now's the time to be looking at the websites and keeping updated or on our social media platforms as well.
Yeah, that's very interesting information about pre-K. Now, is pre-K offered at all of the city schools?
Pre-K is offered for any child that qualifies that lives within the city limit, but it is not at all of our city schools because we just don't have the capacity.
Right.
So, for instance, last year we opened Kasem Lane Pre-K as a standalone facility. So that's the one, that's the pre-K that's really serving those West Side schools. And then we have it in several of our other schools, but not at all 13 schools.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. And so will there be students who fall into those risk categories, low income, that kind of thing? Will that fill up the pre-K, or does it generally fill up the pre-K?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So just know if your child falls into those categories that, April's a busy month. Lots of
it
forms.
Is. Lots of registration, that's for sure. And that's the reason I try to tell people, if you're looking at anything to deal with school for next year, April is the time to be looking at that because we're planning for the school year ahead. Our teachers are still teaching and doing all their stuff, but all the, if you come to the central office, we're looking at that 24-25 school year now.
Well, very good. Lisa, thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you here real soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That is Lisa Trail joining us here on the show. If you missed any of the information, check the podcast at WGNSradio.com.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. More than I can count, we have taken care of families who were totally caught off guard.